Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a husband, a dog dad, a first baseman, and a fantasy football commissioner.
Being a commissioner for the league is tough, and I'm really excited. I'm wearing a suit today.
He also likes to fill the bathtub with hard work and Jets tears.
I can't take any more disappointment. That's what he used to say when we watched the Jet games together.
But his most important job is being a Vin FL insider.
I haven't enjoyed a football season since 1969.
On 96.5 The Fan, here's Vinny Pasquantino.
Vinny's the perfect guest today. Because a lot of Chiefs fans, Cody, I think, are trying to figure out what do you do in January when your football team's not playing in the playoffs? It's been a while. It's been a decade, Vinny. What
are you kidding me?
Wow, what an intro.
Cody, sorry, I got your text just a few minutes ago. No, I did not go last night.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to go to Monday Night Raw.
No, we hooked Carter up with some nice tickets, so he was front row, it looked like.
There you go. There you go.
Did he have fun? Did he say the proper thank you?
He texted me last night and said he had a blast. So it was cool.
I just didn't know. I didn't know how many wrestling fans are actually on the team. You said it's you and Carter at the very least. Does anybody else follow the sport?
Carter's never been to an event before. So it was his first time going. I don't know. To be honest, I have no idea how many fans there are around the locker room. There's a few.
At the very least, you. You know, and maybe now Carter. That he's been to an event.
Maybe now Carter.
Now we can address the elephant in the room, which is Alex taking shots at the Jets just immediately before you get on the air.
My blood, sweat, tears, and hard-earned times on this show over the past 4 years. I'm getting that when we start on. Steven Spector, I'm expecting a phone call from you after this.
And a direct apology.
You were at the game though, right? You were at the game Sunday?
I was there.
What did you make of that?
Not a whole lot. it was tough game. I think everybody expected Mahomes to be under duress the entire game, and he was. So the Texans have a really good defense, and they did enough on offense to win that game. What are the hot storylines going on? What are people saying about the Chiefs? What are you guys saying about the Chiefs?
I think, to open the show today, I think we were maybe trying to acknowledge that when they get through the end of this season, they're going to have to look harder at their roster than they have in years, and that this initial part of the dynasty is probably coming to an end, and it's how do you kind of restart the second phase of it under Patrick Mahomes, which I think is fair.
So, I think the dynasty talk is so tired, and I don't mean that in a negative way towards the Chiefs, but I just mean like it was a bad year. What does that mean? Does a new dynasty start next year if they're good? I guess I just don't understand how that works in terms of dynasty talk. I think it's just they've found a way to win the past few years, and they're finding ways to lose this year. And you got to, you know, you still got a shot at the playoffs. So I guess the Chargers winning last night hurt a lot, right?
Yeah, it's pretty devastating.
Yeah, I think people are, you're right. I mean, if they were to somehow next year go back to a Super Bowl, then you're right. Like, did the dynasty end or did it not? And I think the issue in the conversation we're having today, and we had yesterday a little bit, Vinny, is the idea, though, you look at this roster, there's some pieces that are aging out. They only have, you know, 36 guys under contract next year. The cap situation's not the best. That maybe this is a little bit of a reset in some sort of way next year to position yourself again for the long haul.
Cody, I just sent you a text. I need you to look at it and read it on air, please.
All right, let's just real quick. It says,
good.
The Jets are expected to check in, quote, on Patrick Mahomes this offseason. Now, in fairness, the name of the guy is Rich Johnson.
Rich Johnson. Yeah, yeah. It's Richard Johnson who I found that out from.
Uh-huh.
So the Jets are going to check in. We have 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years. But like I've said over the past few years, this is the offer I make to the Chiefs. You can have the 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years, and you can have the Jets' first-round pick until Mahomes retires.
I mean, it just still wouldn't be enough. That's the problem. That's why
you can have 15 first-round picks.
I mean, that is kind of tempting. I you know, 15. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I can't guarantee the Chiefs would ever get it right. Like, they'll never get it right like they got with Mahomes. I still think the Patriots should regret letting him go to Tampa Bay and letting Bill Belichick run the show.
You're talking about Brady?
Yeah, right at the end.
Yeah, but it seems to have worked out for them because he cloned himself and he made himself Drake May.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So being a Patriots fan is awesome right now. However, their season is going to end in brutal fashion when they actually play a real team and they lose to them. So that's going to suck for them. But it's okay. The football season is weird this year. No Burrow, no Lamar. No Mahomes in the playoffs. That's kind of terrifying. Huh?
And even the Bills don't look quite the same. I contend, and I know that this probably sounds weird, Vinny, because like the playoffs and getting to the playoffs matters. If the Bills lose in the wild card round of the divisional round, their season would be more embarrassing than the Chiefs season in a way, because you finally didn't have any of those guys in the playoffs and you couldn't get through then. Like, when are you going to get through if you let somebody else jump the line?
Yeah, I think that's an easy thing to say for you, but shut up. Respectfully.
That's fair. You said respectfully, so you can pretty much just say whatever at that point.
Respectfully. It'll be more public. Like, it'll be like a quicker downfall in terms of if you lose in the divisional round. Like, honestly, McDermott would probably get fired, right, if that happens, wouldn't you think?
I would think
especially
so, yeah.
with Dayball out there lurking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough. But, I mean, obviously, not making it to the playoffs is worse than losing in the playoffs, in my opinion. I say that as a guy who roots for a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 15 years. I would love for them to lose in the first round of the playoffs just so I could feel something. But you guys have been feeling so good the past few years, this doesn't even matter to you. However, Arrowhead emptied out pretty quick the other night, I will say.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a little tough to see, but I get it. Totally get it. The team's got to play well in order for. I say the same thing about Coughlin. Like, we got to earn the right for people to be there. So, just a tough night overall. However, Bob and I made a few nice plays at the DraftKings tailgate. I don't know if you saw that, but
I did. I thought we were throwing some passes hard there.
Yeah, so we were doing it, and yeah, football season's coming to an end, fellas. But I made the fantasy league playoffs.
Yeah, well, how's the fantasy league going overall? Who like tell us who did not make the playoffs in that league?
Our replay guy, Bill Duplessier,
okay,
did not make the playoffs. And he was a jerk to me about some of the things I did as commissioner, so I was happy to see him not make it.
All right.
Bob did not make it. Adam Frazier did not make it. Mike Yastrzemski did not make it, which I'm happy with because he was also a jerk to me about some things I did as commissioner. Let's see. Let me go through it. Cole Reagans finished first.
Oh, wow.
Did I just see Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers?
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, just happened.
And Schwarber is with the Phillies, which
Schwarber
I
Schwarber back
so
to Philly. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Let me see.
Sorry, this is – I also just took a bunch of pre-workout because I'm about to go lift. So heart rate's going, so it's hard to focus a little bit right now. Okay, this is the order. Cole Reagans finished first. He was 23-5. Michael Walker was second. He was 22-6, but he scored the most points in the league, so he's going to get paid out. Chris Bubich finished third. Vinny Pasquantino finished fourth with the third most points in the league and the most points given up. Don't know what was wrong with my defense this year, but making the playoffs and giving up the most points, I feel pretty good about. Taylor Clark finished fifth. Randall Grichuk finished sixth. Bill Duplessis, replay guy, finished seventh. Adam Frazier, eighth. Jonathan India, 9. Kyle Isbell, 10. Bobby Witt Jr., 11. Mike Yastrzemski in last place, 7-21. And Mike Yastrzemski is also the person who tried to make a punishment for the league. So if he were to happen to be back in Kansas City this year, he, I think, has to do something during spring training to certify his loss of the fantasy league. So that's what happens when you get traded over to a new team mid-year, and because you're a veteran, you think you can control the rules. Karma.
You know, the way I view it is, I just feel like this was a key indicator the pitcher just had more time. What you described to me was a leaderboard full of guys who only throw every 5 days.
Yeah, weird. When guys have more time on their hands that they can focus on fantasy football. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play every day. You got to play 6-7 days a week.
Yeah, and I was playing every day, too. So, like, I don't have any time. Yeah, these pitchers, it's kind of BS. So it's me and Randall Grichuk fighting these pitchers off. It's going to be tough, but I feel good. I feel good about where I'm at. I'm appreciative for Taylor Clark for dropping Brandon Aubrey halfway through the year and me just being able to pick him up for free. So that was nice. But, yeah, I'm really excited about it.
What did Yaz want the punishment to be? Did he say, or he just wanted a punishment?
Well, what we wanted to do was sing the national anthem at spring training opening day. But it just, I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, man, that'd be incredible.
Another good one would be during the first spring or during a spring training game, you have to go up on the concourse for 1 hour and you have to sign anything anybody asks you to. You can't say no. And then the other one is a classic of you become the bat boy for a game.
I've seen that one. So, yeah.
Yeah. So something like that.
If you become the bat boy, though.
Almost in last of the Wives League. So good job on her.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, the Wives have a whole league, too.
The Wives have an entire league as well, yes.
Are you the commissioner of that one?
Actually, I was, yes. I set up that league for them. Yeah.
Double commissioner.
And then heavy is the head that wears the crown, you know? So I gotta be good at my job.
Yeah, that's important. You say you're getting ready to work out. When's the official off season run up to spring training? Like
today.
Today. Yeah. Oh man, you're officially in.
I've already hit. I just had some food, and then I'm talking to you guys, and then I'm going to get into the gym, and then we're building. So, and with the World Baseball Classic happening this year, it's a little bit quicker. Who are you guys in Kansas City going to root for when we play Team USA? It's me versus Bob, first time ever.
Well, I mean, I've never even been to Italy.
Got
to
go America, Vinny. You know? I got to go America.
That's messed up, guys. That's messed up. I thought I earned a little bit of equity with you guys, and then you're just going to do that.
Italy against anybody else, okay? Against anybody else.
How many times has Bobby come on your show?
Like once?
Maybe once, yeah.
Maybe once, exactly.
Fine, I'll cheer for Italy if that's what it takes.
Thank you.
But
thank
can you. I? Can you? Do you guys have any like Italian cheers yet?
No, you just put up your two fingers and like the Italian thing. Oh, like, and I didn't even describe it, and everybody knows.
I did it immediately the second you said it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can't help it. You and Cags, right? You guys are on a squad together.
Yeah, Cags is playing. Here's a fun one for you. If Michael Lorenzen is going to two-way. He is going to play both sides of the ball for Team Italy, hopefully.
Wow.
Didn't he?
It's not officially confirmed yet, but we're working on it.
What position did he play? Because I remember this. He was like a position player. He was outfield. Both, right? Okay.
Played outfield. Yeah, he played some center field. And we need right-handed hitting desperately on Team Italy. Let me think about running through this roster. So, Nicky Lopez, I believe, will be playing for Team Italy again.
Okay, another former Royal. Playing.
Yeah, another former Royal. Jack will be playing. There's a chance that Yastrzemski plays. Sal Frelick had to back out. But it's a bunch of left-hand hitters. There's a few minor league guys that are playing. It'll be a good group. This has been good football talk today, fellas. We've been doing a good job.
You know, we can cover multiple things. Plus, you just seem like you're full of energy, which is good.
I am today. Today is a good day, yeah. So anything else you got? Winter meetings are happening?
You know, I can't really ask you like, all right, give us one free agent you're interested in for the Royals, you know? I don't feel like that's
there's
the
a
conversation
lot of, there's
for
a lot,
you.
A lot of Royals rumors out there right now, Vinny, so yeah.
Are there?
There are about,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
Quite
there's
a few.
Yeah, speculation out there about targets. Harrison Bader's a name that's being floated out there. You've obviously.
How do you guys feel about that?
I honestly, Some questions about
the spot here.
Yeah, I question that one a little bit more than some of the other names.
Frazier was getting mentioned again.
So disconnected.
Okay.
Frazier's getting, yeah. I have no idea what's going on. So
Yastrzemski, Frazier.
This is news to me.
Yastrzemski, Frazier, Bader, pretty much outfielders, right-handed hitting outfielders is pretty much where all the rumors start and begin.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, offense is good. Getting pitching is good. Playing defense is good. Running the bases is good. You know, it's all good.
They're all good. Everyone helps. Austin Hayes, that was the other one. I couldn't remember the last
Austin
one.
Hayes, that's true.
Do you know any of these guys? Have you met Bader?
No batting gloves. That's some grit. If you don't wear batting gloves, you are tough, in my book. So,
all right, we'll go ahead. Drew, go ahead and tweet that out. Vinny advocates for Austin Hayes. That's what it sounded like to me.
I am on the record as sitting right on the fence. Everything you say, I have no opinion when it comes to that. The only opinion that I have is come March 28th or whatever it is, I'll be ready to go.
That's
all I know.
I like that.
All right, man. We'll let you get going here with the workout. Thanks for calling in the show.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.